and he's making comments about our team. You know.
Hey, who else did Jay Rich practice at all, or did he?
Just a little bit, you know, just a little bit. He's got a little back problem, you know, and we just don't want to take any chances right now. It's just not, you know, we have four more days before we have to play. So rather than do that, I'd rather for those guys to kind of try to get themselves, you know, healthy. And, you know, we'll have, at this stage right now, you need about one good hard practice, and we'll have that on Thursday, you know, before we play the Lakers. You know.
And Warren is he going to try and practice tomorrow?
I'm going to keep him to Thursday. He want to practice tomorrow. He wanted to try to play in the game, you know, Saturday. He said, I can play 15 minutes, you know, but that's who he is. You know, that's who he is, but, yeah, nah. He's the European thug. He's the European version of the thug that we have. You know, I mean, I've been around a long time. I've never heard anybody refer to our team as playing dirty. So, he looked good. You know, I mean, like I said, he's shooting inconsistent shooting the ball right now. But that's not anything that I didn't expect. You know, that being on his shooting hand and everything. So I think he'll be okay.
Trainers tell you how much you can play, or will you decide that? Or?
Who, LB?
Yeah.
If he's playing good, he'll play a lot of minutes. If he's not playing real well, he probably won't. Yeah. And I'll blame it on the trainers, okay?
No national Grant?
No, not today. Well, Grant, yeah, because he's going to always be out there. Steve, I just kind of kept out. He was here and did warm-ups and did a little shooting, but for the most part, I just told him to take it easy and try to, you know, get everything back in order and stuff.
Couldn't lock the door on Grant?
He's not going to do it. I mean, he has I've coached him for over half of his career, and the guy's not going to sit out of practice. He's just not going to do it. So it's a waste of time to kind of, you know, some kind of way he's always in there. You look up and he's always in there. So, I mean, he feels good about the way he feels right now in his body. So we just, you know, let him kind of decide on his own.
Did you have enough for 5-on-5 then?
No, we weren't going to do 5-on-5 stuff anyway. We did a lot of part method execution and our offense, trying to get the timing and everything down. So, you know, that's what we planned on doing anyway.
You guys haven't had many opportunities to practice, right, to work on that
stuff? No, we really haven't. We really haven't. You know, we played, you know, 4 games in 5 days, and then we were on a trip, and then we came back. And so it was good just to be able to break some things down and talk about execution, a little slippage that we've had in a couple of areas, and then to be able to just actually spend time working on it.
Do you spend a lot of the week preparing for L.A., or is this just all general stuff?
It's all general stuff. I mean, we know exactly what they're going to do, and if the game is close at the end, I'm betting that Kobe is going to be the guy taking the shot. So we'll leave it at that.
You see Matt yesterday?
Yeah.
Miss that?
No, Matt's a competitor. I mean, Matt's a competitor. Matt's not going to back down from anyone. You know, I mean, obviously, our guys were talking about it and laughing about it today. That's great. But, I mean, he's a competitor, so it doesn't matter who's out there and who he's playing against. And as Kobe said, I think Kobe appreciates that. You know, he didn't say anything negative about Matt. He basically said at this time of the year is kind of, you know, playoff basketball, and everything gets a little chippy. And, you know, I do think that Kobe appreciates people that will dig in and compete against him.
You state your case to the NBA?
Go figure. I don't have anything, you know, that's their deal. They're going to make a ruling, and we'll abide by what they decide.
They're going to try to sway or argue?
They'll make their ruling, and we'll abide by what they're going to decide.
When do you expect that decision to come down?
Probably sometime today, you know, I would think. So whatever happens is happens. I don't know of one person that have ever won an appeal in the history of the league. So whatever happens is going to happen, and we'll abide by and move on. So.
Couple big injuries in the West. Tony Parker looks like he's out for the season. Kenyon Martin might be out for surgery. Does that change the playoff picture at all?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, San Antonio has played pretty much the whole year without Tony Parker. You know, he's had some great games, but, you know, he's been in for 5 games and then missed 3 or 4 and been in. And George Hill is playing great basketball. So, you know, they won 4 in a row, I think, or 5 in a row. I can't remember. But, you know, they're going to be there. And like I said, I think the teams that are here right now, you know, there's eight teams, and I think everybody at one time said, you know, well, there's the Lakers and everybody else, but the way Dallas is playing and they're three games out, you know, maybe they make a run at the Lakers. I don't know, you know, so. I know that whatever happens in the West, it's going to go through L.A. So it doesn't matter, you know, if they're first or second or whatever. Eventually, to get to where you're going to get to, I think you're going to have to go through L.A.
What kind of energy does Goran bring to the second unit, and how much was that missed in the past two games without him playing?
Oh, I think it's missed a lot because he gives us that guy, you know, that guy that pushes the ball unbelievably. His speed, you know, I think he's as quick as anybody in the league with the ball from baseline to baseline. And, you know, he shot the ball well, and he's been real solid defensively for us. So, you know, we just missed that because now we have to take a guy like Grant and put him out there. And that's unfair for him. You know, you think about it. We asked him to guard, you know, just the other night. You know, we asked him to guard one of the best small forwards in the league. And then on top of that, we said, oh, by the way, you're the backup point guard. And we're not talking about a 23-year-old guy, you know. I mean, all you need to know is when Danny Granger was coming in, graduating high school, he granted made three all-star teams, I think. So, something like that, so.
And, I mean, the level of hustle Goran brings, do you think that sort of forces all the secondary players onto that level, sort of increases the energy and pace?
No, I don't think that, because I think that's kind of the personality of that second unit. You know, if you look at a guy like Lou gives us the same kind of energy. I think that's kind of a natural for him. You know, Jared or Jay Rich, whoever's out there with them, you know, they're naturally that.